From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A new wave of violent unrest hits the Jamaican capital. The ban on whaling stays despite Caribbean attempts to lift it. And over a million Cubans go on an anti-America march in Havana. I'm Emma Joseph and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Police in Jamaica say five people have been killed in the last 2 days in fresh violence in the capital, Kingston. The latest disturbances are linked to the deaths of 25 people earlier this month in the same constituency as the leader of the opposition leader, Edward Siaga. With more, here's Ian Haddo.
According to Jamaican police, the latest killings are related to the ferocious gang violence which closed down the capital, Kingston, earlier this month and sent jitters throughout the country. In the most recent disturbances, five people have been shot dead over a period of 3 days and several homes are reported to have been firebombed. According to local residents, the perpetrators are members of one gang seeking revenge from followers of another group, blamed for much of the violence at the beginning of July. Then 25 people were killed when police intervened to stop a feud between heavily armed criminal gangs, which led to the deployment of the Jamaican army. Now extra police have been sent to the area in an attempt to restore calm. So far, tourist resorts on the north of the island have been unaffected by the